There hadn't been no shit for quite a bit, so the monkey thought he'd start something signifying shit. It was one bright summer day, the monkey told the lion, so there's a big, bad, burly motherfucker living down your way. He said, you know your mother that you love so dear, so anybody can have her for a 10-cent glass of beer. He said, you know your sister that's old and gray, so he's the cause her to be that way. And the lion knew he didn't play the dozens, and he knew the elephant wasn't on his cousin, so he went out through the jungle with a mighty rope, popping his tail like a 44, knocking giraffe to the knees and knocking coconuts from the tree. He ran up on the elephant under the coconut tree, said, come on, you big, bad, belly motherfucker, it's just you and me. Now, the elephant looked at him, grasped like the cone of his eyes, said, go on, tramp, pick on somebody his size. The lion jumped back like a little jitterbug to make his pass, the elephant sidestepped, knocked him dead on his ass. Broke 3 ribs, and he fucked up his face, he knocked his asshole out of play. They fought all night, and they fought all day, by the Lord's help, the lion got away. Now, the lion come back more deader than a lad. That's when the monkey started some more of his old signifying. He said, the king of the jungles, ain't you a bitch? You look like something with this 7-year itch. He said, when you left the lightning flashing, the bells rung. You look like something been damn near hung. He said, what, motherfucker, don't you rope? So I jumped down on the ground and beat your funk ass some more. So while I'm swinging around in my trees, I ought to swing over your chicken shit head and pee. So every time me and my old lady be trying to get a little bit here, you come down through the jungle with that old wahoo shit. Now the little old monkey was dancing all around, his feet slipping, his ass must have hit the ground. Like a streak of light in a bowl of white heat, the lion was on the monkey with all 4 feet. The monkey looks up with tears in his eyes. He says, I'm sorry, brother lion, so I apologize. The lion says, apologize? Shit, so I'm gonna stop you from your signifying. Now the monkey got to think and think fast if he wanna save his little hairy ass. He said, look, brother lion, everybody saw me when I fell out of my tree. He said, ain't no good and well that you taking advantage of me. He said, but if you let me get my balls out this sand, I'll fight your funk ass all over this land. Now the lion jumped back and braced for a fight. The monkey swings damn near out of sight. For days and days the monkey was gone. The lion thought the monkey was never coming home. But the monkey come back with 2 45s. He said, come on, big old motherfucker, now you my size. He said, remember that day when I fell out of my tree? He said, you put your big funky feet all over me. He said, remember when I looked up with tears in my ass? You wanted to fuck me up because I wasn't your chicken shit sad. Lion looks around with a chicken shit grin. He said, come on, brother monkey man, you can be friends. He said, no more roll shit will I carry on when I think you and the missus is at home. He said, around your tree, I won't trespass because I won't have a friendship to last. The monkey still wasn't satisfied. He had the lion beat. He had 2 45s. He said, stick your nose in this sand. So I want to hear you hollering all over garden land. Once again, the monkey just tickled him again, jumping up and down. His feet missed the limb. His ass hit the ground. Like a streak of light in a bowl of white heat, he was right back on his ass with all 4 feet. Now deep in the jungles in the still of the night, when the lion roared, all of the rest of the monkeys get the hell out of sight. That's all.